Everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
Ah, yes. Bill Plaschke, Woody Page, Kevin Blackenstone, Jackie McMullen. Where have you been all my life?
Here.
You guys see this? Show. Did you see this? Woody, what did you call it? You called it first and 10 ICU. ICU! ICU!
Oh, my goodness.
Working on this show.
I don't know. I think every coach has to give that a try once. It's incredible.
Give me liberty or give me you.
Oh. I'm coming back with my bed for the next show.
Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys. I go away, long vacation, it's Zeke and the Cowboys. I come back, it's Zeke and the Cowboys. Where are we today, to this very moment? Who knows? But did you see Kalishaw? He went all in, saying today was going to be the day. Bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see how it works for him when he's on tomorrow's show. Jason Garrett says there's no timetable. In order for him to be back and play week one versus the Giants, he shows up the minute before he's playing. I mean, that's what the Cowboys are telling us. Bill, how do you see it right now? What do you think of the Cowboys' strategy?
Strategy is a great one. They are plus 188 when he plays. They're minus 36 when he doesn't. He's the most important non-quarterback in this league. They got to have him. I mean, this has all been a charade. Ooh. You know that they have to have him, and they got to play him right away. Maybe he won't get the 25 touches he got last year. He'll get the first game at least 20 touches. He can roll out of bed, get 20 touches, help Dak Prescott, lead him to a victory. All is good in Dallas.
Oh, Woody Page, how about you?
Well, Bill, you're right. He's critical to the team, but historically, he hasn't been that critical in the opening two games of the three seasons he's played in the league. He's averaged 65 yards in those games as a rusher.
Is that right?
I mean, he's never had but one game over 100 yards in the first two of each season. So he gets off to a slow start. That probably will happen again because he's been in Cabo. My friends down there say they see him on the beach training.
Okay. I go away for a few weeks. Spain, Glenn Yates, thank you very much for bailing me out. And now we have panelists telling us about friends on the street in Cabo. Not good. And Woody, I'm looking at his stats right here. He had one game where he rushed for 8 yards. I mean, okay, throw that game out. He's not a 60-yard-a-game rusher. Kevin Blackenstone, how about you?
Exactly. He's the best rusher in the National Football League. And not only that, last year he caught like 77 passes out of the backfield, making it a lot easier for Dak Prescott. This guy is absolutely needed. We know that. I don't call this a strategy though. I mean, the season's about to start. They got to get going here. So you get this guy signed. Maybe you could beat, Washington and New York with a Zeke Elliott tied behind your back. But after a while, the season gets really serious. You got the Saints. You got other tough teams coming in, and you got to get ahead of it. So get Zeke in there, get him paid, give him his cheddar. You know he deserves it, and move on.
And Jackie McMullen.
And that's why this is a case where you want Jerry Jones to be your owner, because Jerry Jones isn't going to fool around. He wants to win a Super Bowl. He's not going to worry that much about how much money it costs. He knows that Ezekiel Elliott is the best back in the league. He knows he averaged 95.6 yards a game last year, and no one else was even close, yeah. Believe it or not. That's the funny thing about running backs these days. They don't average over 100 yards a game anymore. So this guy is critical to what they do. They in 11 out of the 13 times they won their division, Tony, their backs rushed for 1,200 yards or more. That's what the Cowboys
are. That's the point,
Jerry
Jackie
Jones.
And you saw it again today. Another example of that is the money they put towards Law Collins, right? I mean, they pay for offensive line, and they paid for rushing. Flash,
do
you have some more you want to get in?
Yeah, you know, Jackie's right. Jerry Jones went through this with Emmitt Smith way back in the day, and he's not going to let this happen again. I mean, Emmitt, you know, held out. He got him back in. They won a Super Bowl. he wants him in from the start. Jerry Jones is not going to let this.
Dave, you covered that team, right? The holdout that Emmitt Smith had for those first two games.
I was there. And, I was there.
That's right.
Okay, and you were there too, Blasky. Thank you very much. Yes, yes. It was chaos. Blackstone, they lost those first two games, and they went on to win the Super Bowl. But what was Jerry's mindset during the holdout?
Well, his mindset was that he thought he could run things, and clearly he got egg on his face when he had the best running back, the best young running back, sitting out, and Emmitt Smith won that strategic battle. He's not going to have that happen again, and it didn't happen this time.
Woody Page, you want to pick up the pieces? You have a last word? What is that? What are you
hoping? Yeah, I was trying to welcome you back on the blackboard. Hell with that. The point is that he is so critical to the quarterback. That's what you got to not lose sight of in all of all this, right. That without him,
that's
the quarterback is so ineffective.
Real quick, Plaschke called him the most important non-quarterback in the NFL. Everybody's on page with that? Aaron Donald doesn't come to mind? Woody Page, you want to nominate somebody else?
Von Miller, Aaron Donald. You can talk about wide receivers in the league.
Blackstone, you're shaking your head no.
No, because the Cowboys built their strategy, their field game strategy around the running game, around Zeke Elliott. That's why he's so important.
Okay, but
Jackie, last word.
Okay, but so isn't Barkley just as important to the New York Giants? Just saying.
Okay, all right.
They're 28.
I was
12,
just hoping somebody would oppose Mr. Plaschke. You did, but I think Plaschke stands on his own right here. He's got the stats. We'll move on. The Houston Texans. Has Bill O'Brien convinced anybody the Houston Texans know what they're doing right now? Roll tape.
I understand everybody's going to dissect, you know, how we did it. We did what we felt was in the best interest of our organization and of our team moving forward. We feel like we got a 2020 third-round pick, and we also feel like we added two players that are very versatile players.
Jackie Mack, after a stalemate with Jadeveon Clowney, after trading Clowney, after trading for Tunsil and Stills and having... No picks! Basically for the next half a decade in the front of the draft. Are you convinced O'Brien and Houston know what they're doing here?
This was, a bad, bad month, week, year for Houston because I think this is going to reverberate for many years to come. If you really couldn't get along with Javon Clowney, which is what we keep hearing out of Houston, that the coach and the player didn't see eye to eye, then get rid of them before the draft. Why are you doing it now when you get backed into a corner like this and are forced to make a deal that isn't a good one for you? I understand later on with Miami protecting Deshaun Watson. I understand getting Tunsil. That makes some sense. But this one makes no sense.
KB, do you see anything here where Houston made the right move?
Well, the only way it could work out in their favor is, as Jackie Mack just mentioned, Laremy Tunsil. If he can work out and be the offensive tackle who can protect Deshaun Watson, who was sacked 62 times last year in the NFL, in part because they gave up on Dwayne Brown, another all-pro defensive tackle who they let get away in a contract dispute, Dwayne Brown, then that means it works a little bit. But still, you look back at it, they drafted this guy number one. He's been a three-time Pro Bowler. He makes everybody on the defense better. Everybody likes him, except for the head coach. It's a bad deal. And not only that, you have this window of opportunity open to you right now with no Andrew Luck, with Indianapolis, and all of a sudden,
that's a good
you're
point.
Supposed to be the dogs to get beat.
Right. Isn't the AFC South better. Up for grabs, Woody Page, with the moves they made
that's
in the last week?
Point.
Has Houston gone forward or backwards?
You had a chance to jump into that void with Andrew Luck retiring, and instead you jumped out. This makes no sense. They have no general manager, so O'Brien is serving in that role. He thinks he's Belichick. No, they should bring back Rick Smith. If you separate those deals, Jackie, and that's what I'm doing, the one with Seattle makes no sense. They're paying half his salary. That's the first thing. If you look at the experts who judge this, his value is $16.5 million a year, $100 million over 6 years. He's coming into the prime of his career. He was playing great at the end of the last season. He plays well in the fourth quarter. And you're going to make a deal and you bring in two linebackers that the coach calls versatile. One is a special teams player. Of course he has to be versatile. The other one is not that good. That's what you got. You lose draft choices, and you're still paying his salary.
Plaschke, any light at the end of the tunnel here for Houston?
No light at the end of this tunnel. This is why coaches cannot be general managers. Very few can pull it off. Bill O'Brien didn't like Clowney. He wanted to get rid of him, but botched the mechanics. He should have, Jackie, instead of trading him even by the draft, trade him before July 15th so he can sign a contract extension. With he has no ability to sign a contract extension now. That kills his trade value. They got rid of it. They had the leads, the best rushing defense in the league last year. They've lost that. They had a guy who was the third, by some measures, the third best pass rusher in the league last year. They lost that.
Yeah, it's the mirror image of what Seattle's doing, right? Where they, Frank Clark was at the peak where they can get the most for him, and then they get Clowney in return. Over under 10 sacks for Clowney this year in Seattle, Jackie.
I'm going to say over because he's got something to prove, and sometimes he hasn't always been great about that. I'll give O'Brien that with Clowney.
Blackstone?
He hasn't always over been under the 10. Best student.
Yeah, I'm gonna say over because he's gotten over the injury problems and that whole thing about not being in shape. That does not
hasn't, look like he it. Hasn't gone over 10 yet in his career. Different system though in Seattle
Different
that he
system.
Seems to like, and that's yep. why he wanted out of Houston in the first place. Okay, we'll move on. There was Bill O'Brien saying Houston is where they are. Now there's Brian Flores in Miami. They were trade partners. Flores is saying the Dolphins, despite what everybody thinks, they're not tanking this year. That you saw the guys and the compensation they received in the trade, so they couldn't turn those trades down. Woody, how do you view the Dolphins? How do you hear Flores?
He may not think they're tanking. They must not have called him into the office and said, hey, here's the plan. You know, but I don't expect him to say. He's got to keep the confidence, whatever he might have, from the players that he has left there. But let's remember this. The top eight players who participated last year, number of minutes played, seven of them are gone. This is a team that's in full tank mode. I mean, this is a patent tank kind of mode. I don't know why he believes that they're going to win more than three, four games. Keep this in mind. There have been seven previous coaches that got jobs in the NFL as a result of coaching under Belichick. All seven of them have losing records in their career, including Saban when he's at the Dolphins. Flores is now going to be number eight, all eight of them. And so he's got to expect that this is going to be a terrible year for
Bill Plaschke.
Yes, they're tanking, but I don't think it's a bad idea, Woody. In that, as long as Tom Brady's playing in New England, they're not going to win that division anyway. They might as well. There's quarterbacks at the top of the draft in the niche of the next two seasons. They desperately need a quarterback. This is a way to get one. Cleveland tanked, and look where they're at now. I don't think it's a bad strategy. Yes, they're tanking. I don't think it's bad.
Yeah, so here's the thing you got to remember, guys, about tanking. Brian Flores doesn't want to tank. He's the head coach. The front office does the tanking, and then the coach takes the team that's left and does everything he can to make them be the best possible team they can do. So when he says that, he's thinking about guys like Christian Wilkins, who's a young defensive player that maybe or maybe not they'll build around. They'll find out this year. He's talking about getting reps for Josh Rosen. He's talking about finding about if they're running back. Drake is really the real deal.
Yeah.
So you got to remember that when you talk about from the coach's point of view. I like what they're doing too, Woody. Bill, I'm with
you.
Not with you, Woody. Sorry, dude.
Well, I'll just say this about Brian Flores. You're absolutely right, Jackie Mack. He's not the one that's doing the tanking. Obviously, those decisions are being made elsewhere. But clearly, in the larger frame of things, when you make the quarterback decision you made a week ago, you're not going with the guy who's a future. When you get rid of your two best offensive players, when you get rid of Kiko Alonso, a standout defensive player, and you have left this roster and you don't even know who's going to play, clearly they are looking beyond this season.
And is that wrong, KB? Shouldn't they be? I mean, that's not so wrong. That's the point that Bill and Jack are making. Jack, you mentioned Josh Rosen, and I laughed. I wasn't laughing.
But you have.
I was laughing at the position Josh Rosen finds himself in yet again. After the Arizona, he gets traded, doesn't get the starting job.
Yeah.
But now, who wants to play behind that offensive line that Miami has right now? We'll see what they have in store. I like the score right now. Jackie Mack, 17. Plaschke, 16. Blackstone, 14. Page, 11.
I like it.
Anybody's ball game in buy or sell next.
I'm happy.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
USA 93, Turkey 92. This was in overtime. Only got to overtime because Turkey fouled Tatum on a three at the buzzer in regulation. He hit two of three free throws and only ended up a win for the U.S. because Turkey couldn't hit a free throw in overtime. Your dream team, Kemba, Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, Miles Turner, and Joe Harris down the stretch. Tatum turned an ankle, was carried off the floor in the last play. Bill, buy or sell this result?
I can't sell this enough. This team will lose in this tournament. They can't shoot. They can't finish. They have no big men. Pop was playing Chris Middleton at center at the end of the game. and large and powerful Serbia is waiting.
Serbia is waiting. That sounds like a book you're going to write, Phil Plotsky. Woody Page, how about you?
Yes, the only in your dreams team. They're not going to win this tournament. I agree with totally with Bill. We sent our junior varsity, the NBA players that are stars, didn't want to go. You're going to get exactly what you probably deserve. They don't win World Cups all the time, and Popovich can't save this bunch.
Blackstone? I'm going to buy this. At least they won, even with the talent that is over there. It's not their fault. It's the fault of the people who are not there. And not only that, we don't even care about this tournament. We've played this six times since the NBA players have been allowed to play and won it half the time.
That's a good point, and that's a byproduct of the roster that the team puts out there for this, opposed to the Olympics, of course. Jackie Mack, what do you see from this team specifically?
Well, you wish that they had better three-point shooting, Tony. They shot 35% in this game. How do you win a game in international competition shooting that low of a percentage? And Bill's right. They're not big enough. But you know what? They defend better than anybody, and I disagree. I think they will win this tournament.
You think they'll lose a game in this group stage? I mean, they nearly lost Turkey. Serbia is waiting. I heard Bill Plaschke type into
Serbia
a typewriter.
They'll beat Serbia.
Big beard.
They'll beat Serbia. You know why? Because the same reason why these guys missed the free throws. They'll win. Trust me.
The myth of the USA? Is that what you're saying? That's why Turkey missed the free throw? I don't think there's a myth of this team. We'll move on. Buy or sell to Jalen Hurts.
We'll see.
He just went for another 106 touchdowns while we were talking about Team USA. This is just the game and play of the first week of this season. It's going to be the story all season long. Woody, what do you buy or sell here? Is this Hurts? Is it Lincoln Riley? How real was this first game from Jalen Hurts?
Jalen, the truth hurts. I mean, he is going to even get better. Over 500 yards and 6 touchdowns in his first game. They're playing South Dakota and Cupcake UCLA. I want to see this team play against Alabama in the playoffs. He's only going to get better as he gets more
comfortable
in that system.
Huh? KB?
Well, the big intriguing thing is, can Lincoln Riley do it again? And from day one, it looks like Lincoln Riley can do it again. He is the quarterback whisperer in the college ranks. He gets guys who are good and makes them
so
great.
You think this is more Lincoln Riley? I hear what you're saying. Jackie Mack, how about you?
I think it's a great start for Jalen Hurts. I think it's wonderful, but I love how everybody in college football now says, we have our Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, really, after one game, everybody thought Will Greer was going to win the Heisman after one game last year.
Not one person on this panel brought up the Heisman Trophy, Jackie. We're just talking about how this is something Kyler Murray didn't do last year, something Baker Mayfield didn't do the year before. Blaschke, go ahead.
Tony, we have our Heisman Trophy winner. It's going to be Jalen Hurts.
Okay, I rest my case. What's the point back on? It's the truth.
It's all Lincoln Riley's system. It makes it that they're playing against terrible Big 12
gotta
defenses.
Get the points back
this
to
is
Jackie
just
down.
The start for Lincoln Riley and Hurts.
Blaschke, you are incredible. You're calling the Heisman race over already.
What?
Buyer sell three. Let's talk about some of the low lights from the weekend. Well, we had Hugh Freeze. This is still a highlight for me, all right? From the hospital bed.
I see you.
There it is, Woody. There you go. Points for you. First and 10, I see you. I love it. Florida State lost what turned into a home game against Boise. And Tennessee had the most expensive loss. $950,000 cash money is what they gave to Georgia State. Their Twitter, well, they told us that they were in the lead with a field goal, and then they didn't log on for 20 more hours. That's the only way to handle that. KB, what to buy, what to sell?
Oh, you got to buy that big win by Georgia State over Tennessee. I was in a watering hole where a bunch of Tennessee fans were, and as I saw them drowning their sorrows, I texted a guy I know by the name of Woody Page.
Yep.
And you should have seen
him. Well, we'll get his in a second. Hold on. Jackie Mack, how about you?
Yeah, you got to believe that it's the Tennessee loss, 213 yards rushing. That's what they gave up in this game, Woody. Your program, your school, I love you, honey, but it's going to
Bill
Plaschke. Not good.
Hello, Hugh Freeze. What are you doing? You're in a hospital bed. It should not be in a press box. You're calling plays of a team that didn't score a point. And then afterward, you do a post-game press conference holding a Coke in one hand in a hospital bed. What is wrong with you?
That's a good point. You don't usually see somebody drinking soda in a hospital bed. Woody Page, how about you?
Rocky Bottom, Tennessee.
Yeah,
always be home to me. I'm a ball in tears today.
Oh, man. $950,000 is what they gave to Georgia State just to lose this. Plaschke McMullen, this was mutual destruction on your behalf. I don't know. Woody Page, what a great comeback for you. You know, you dressed like a pit boss today, and you hit the money there at the end. First Blackstone Showdown next.
No respect. There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Page. Kevin Blackstone, good luck in showdown. Debate this. Justin Verlander, career no-hitter number 3. No. What's the most impressive part about career no-hitter number 3, Woody?
The fact that he walked a guy in the first inning and then retired everybody else 26 in a row for the rest of the game, and it was nothing to nothing, and he got help from a kid who hit a two-run homer.
I just love the 26. Fact that Verlander is now 36 years old. Remember when he was in Detroit before he made this move? Some people questioned whether or not he had it left. Well, the last few years, he has been rejuvenated, man. The dude is on fire, throwing smoke, and that just validates.
Anybody know how many pitchers all-time have 3 no-hitters or more?
About 7?
6 is right, Woody Page. You'll get the point. Showdown 2, legitimate question. Can you have an unsportsmanlike conduct when the unsportsman in question is not a sportsman, but a sports tiger?
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Jackson State mascot.
KB? Oh, man, that was an incredible catch by that guy in the SWAC MEAC showdown thing going on. Of course that's what the mascot's supposed to do. Don't throw a flag on him. That's exuberation. That's fun.
Kevin, that's over the top. That's Stanford band kind of stuff. I think that he's a great mascot, but he needs to do his work, not on the field of play, because he cost him 15 yards.
Woody Page, you know what this win is all time? 599.5. You are this close to 600, but you're not there yet. This doesn't put you over the top. Take the FaceTime, Mr. 599.5.
There's one other game and one other player we need to talk about in opening weekend, and that's Bo Nix out of Auburn. This team trailed for all but 9 seconds of the game. He threw a touchdown pass that beat the Ducks. It was Nix, tricks, kicks, Ducks. And guess what?
Goodness.
His high school coach, Patrick Nix, also was a quarterback at Auburn in the early 1990s. So this father-son combination, keep an eye on Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be a great freshman.
If your name is Bo and you're at Auburn, we're going to keep an eye on you. All right. On a 23-and-a-half-hour break. One more thing. Hey, Aaron Solomon, producer to the stars. Keep it tight. At 50 today. Half a century. Oh. Keep it tight. Keep it tight.
All
you know,
right,
I think I
Aaron.
Listen to you more now that you're an old man. Woo.